Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, D.C., Maryland, Virginia? Welcome to the show where the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. EMP180weightloss.com. Good morning. I am Cakes. You can follow me on Twitter at Money Metal Cakes. I'm joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Follow him at EB Junkies.
Thank you, sir.
He would appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
Also joined by Jason Bishop.
Hi, Cakes.
Hello, sir. I like your Under Armour sweat.
How about the, thank you.
How about the
Thunder Boomers yesterday? Did you get those?
I did get some in my neighborhood. Rolled in probably around, 6:30, 7 p.m.
Was it that late? Yeah.
For me, it was.
Yeah, it was probably it was probably 3 o'clock in my area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was more 3-ish where I was.
Maybe I'm just
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to play golf. Did you play?
No, we played. We ran. We skipped around. We played like 8 holes.
Rain. Yeah, now that I think of it, it was earlier.
Yeah, it was earlier.
I don't know what I'm thinking over here.
It was definitely earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, although it didn't hit the only area nearly like it did, like where I was, and I'm sure where Jason was.
It was more just south. Pounding you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy rain.
Yeah, it was. Because I love that.
I love it.
I know you like the Thunder Boomers
in the
summer.
Sit on your deck or whatever?
Pour yourself a nice drink?
No, didn't. Just, we needed it. Grass needed it. The flowers needed it. Cooled it off a little bit.
Definitely cooled off.
Yeah.
You guys needed it? I feel like we've had a lot of rain lately.
Yeah, but it's been so hot the last few days.
It was still hot even after the storm. It was still hot when I was out there.
Shouldn't be as bad today.
Mid-80s today.
Yeah, and then tomorrow should be okay. But then I think the heat comes back on Friday.
What are they saying for the weekend-ish?
Not too bad, actually.
I hope it's not going to rain.
In the 80s, I think.
Should be decent.
In the 80s. I leave for Bald Head Island, North Carolina on Sunday.
Oh, you're doing that again. You've done that a long time, right?
On Sunday.
Very nice.
We went a couple spring breaks ago, but...
That's right, when you had the incident.
Had the incident. Yeah, it was an incident. There was an incident down there.
Does that incident get talked about these days, or is it just kind of, it's an incident?
It's an incident.
It's just an incident. We haven't talked about it too much.
Yeah.
But
I can understand not talking about it.
It should be okay this time around, because people are more legal. If you know what I mean.
More experience.
Yeah.
Older.
Anyway, so yeah, we leave on Sunday.
Very good.
Head down there on Sunday. Come back the following
Has
Sunday.
Has that island changed much since when we went down there with you guys?
Oh, yeah. It's
20
much,
years ago?
Much more built up. Remember?
Much more populated.
There was the grocery store was about as big as this studio.
I don't remember.
Now they've got a big one. They got a big liquor
store.
Remember,
they had like one restaurant.
They got like 4 or 5 restaurants now, yeah.
But it's still pretty small.
Yeah, very secluded. Yeah, not much going on. It's a chill area. It's a chill area there, Cakes.
Isn't this island filled with... Hippies everywhere. Don't drive. You're not allowed to bring your car on the island.
Oh, no. It's only golf carts.
You got to take a ferry to get there.
Take
it's not
ferry.
Really hippies.
Sounds very it's isolated.
Not hippies.
The
it's
only
just rich
vehicles,
people.
The only vehicles on the island are like maintenance vehicles and cops.
Okay. Right.
You'll see the cops rolling around in their police vehicles.
That's got to be one of the easiest beats in the country, right?
Yeah,
Baldhead Island.
Not too much crime going on.
I would think. Probably a pretty chill spot.
The only thing they do is they probably pull over golf carts with underage drinkers. That's what they do.
Most likely.
Do they still have, like, no street lights, generally? Like, when it gets dark.
Zippy street lights.
When it gets dark, it's dark.
Yeah, the only lights are the golf cart lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way you see.
It's actually a little bit spooky.
But I like it. It's a pretty cool area.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Cakes, we've got some decisions to make here on the World Cup because we were talking yesterday about a potential wager that we may place.
I think you may have decisions to make. I think I'm already pretty much – I don't think it's been consummated through Valdez's site, but I am pretty sure what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right, as far as my picks.
Hold on. Before we do that, let's recap because I said I was going to watch the World Cup yesterday and I didn't.
Right.
Because I don't know why. I slept and then I was up playing golf. What were the results yesterday? So – Japan ended up beating Colombia while
we were
in studio, right?
Correct.
I think that was 2-1.
2-1.
2-1 final.
And then what happened?
Senegal beat Poland That was 2-1.
That was another
little
upset.
Bit of an upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slight upset.
Poland played awful in that game.
And the third game
Russia.
Is escaping
Russia
me.
Russia won again. They're 2-0.
Russia's but they, take care of
who
business.
Who did they beat?
Egypt.
They should have beaten Egypt.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a nice little draw here in their first two games. Who they,
yeah.
beat in the, they beat Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia,
they played
yeah.
Saudi Arabia and Egypt in their
right.
first two games.
I mean,
all
not
right,
exactly so yeah. a world beaters.
By the way, hit my parlay. Egypt scored. So Japan, Egypt, both over a half goal.
Very
parlay,
good.
Big fatty.
Did Egypt score late? Because I saw
they scored late.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It snuck one in there.
Yeah, so those
which
were your
you
three
love.
Games yesterday. And then today you've got Portugal and Morocco. That's actually your first game.
Yes.
Then you've got Uruguay and Saudi Arabia.
All right, now hold on. Portugal should smoke Morocco, right?
Probably should.
All right.
And then you've got Uruguay, Saudi, and then you've got Spain, Iran.
And Uruguay should smoke. That's in your parlay.
Yeah.
What was the last one you said?
That is Spain and Iran.
Spain should pummel yeah. Iran.
Spain should pummel them.
Iran, by the way, is a plus 1,200 to win the game.
Right.
All right, so they're significant underdog.
That's why I'm putting Spain in the parlay.
Yeah.
So you're doing Spain and Uruguay.
I'm doing Spain and Uruguay in a two-game parlay
for 500.
For 500
to pay you what? About 250.
Valdez can tell us the exact
numbers. Is that official? Because
that's official.
All right,
I'll tell you what that's going to.
And
pay.
I'm dancing. I'm going to throw Brazil in on a three-gamer for 200 with those right. other two teams.
Who
as
does
well.
Brazil play?
Costa Rica.
That's tomorrow.
I believe that's
yeah.
tomorrow.
All right, so
yeah.
you get about half your money on that Uruguay Spain. 500 will pay you 274.
Right.
All right.
So
I'm not sure about the three gamer.
Spain, 500.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping I don't have to go to my bank to peel off some hundies for Valdez tomorrow.
500 pays 248. So basically
selling.
Half the money.
Get half my money back.
He's
betting
got
a massive favor.
I got better odds, yeah.
Yeah, well, you should do it through Jason's.
I probably should. From the sound of it, it's fine. Am I going to quibble
yeah, it's
over
like 25 bucks.
20 bucks or 30
right,
bucks?
Am I hitting submit?
Yeah, submit it. Put that blinky in.
Yeah, I'll just, since my odds are better, I'll just go through my site on that.
I want to have an official sweat.
You're definitely in.
Well, I'll be sweating.
All right, so you're in for 500.
Around 11 a.m.
All right, and you're doing the three-gamer. You're adding
yes.
Brazil in there for 200.
Tossing in Brazil for 200 just to get a little
something's
bit
gonna
sassy.
Somebody's going to tie something.
I don't know. It could, but I'm betting on three massive favorites. They all should win.
Brazil's not till Friday. I mean,
because there's never any upsets in sports.
I mean, look, there were upsets.
Basically two yesterday.
There were some slight upsets yesterday, but those teams were better than any of the teams
right,
that are going to be playing today. Like, Senegal is way better than Saudi
right.
Arabia.
Uruguay.
Or the other dumb team that I'm betting against.
No, you're right. Right.
And Brazil.
My side has 200, pays 166 on that one. All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right, 200 pays 154.
Yeah, his odds are a little bit nubbier, but whatever.
Yeah, a little bit. It's fine. What am I going to do?
All right, I'm hitting submit.
Yeah, I'm in.
Hey,
in.
Why don't you throw
officially
in? Why don't you throw in Portugal today too for like 50?
I mean, I'm why? You know what? I might because why wouldn't I have sweat on every single game? I mean, isn't that the way to watch the World Cup? If you're not a real soccer
right,
nerd,
you're,
like,
you're
see
in
what
for
they
that.
Want?
When USA's not in it.
Yeah,
you're just turning the DJ.
I think this is what I turn into. Now,
maybe that's why I have no interest.
It's weird because this is not going to happen when the NFL rolls around. I don't feel compelled to bet on like every NFL game.
That is strange.
It's weird.
Yeah, it
well,
really
because
is.
He thinks he sees big fat winners.
I think I see winners.
It's a lot harder to see NFL winners.
Yeah,
a lot harder.
Yeah, but okay. But with money line bets,
I just see low hanging fruit and feel like I have to grab it. I feel like it's just there for the take. Now, when somebody bung jobs me and gets a draw today, I'm going to be salty.
So, cakes.
Yeah.
So, if you do Uruguay, Spain, Brazil, and you throw in Portugal.
So, a four-gamer. Now,
yeah.
I need four games to come through.
$100 pays you $191.
It is kind of sad. It is kind of tasty.
Juicy. And then you'll have action on all the games today and one tomorrow.
He's all right, so what am I officially in on? I'm in on the 500, the 200.
Yeah. Yes.
So now I'm looking at an $800 potential investment.
Yeah. Or I can knock that one down to 50 for you.
50. Why don't I just bet $1? Do it for 100. Let's go.
All right.
Let's effing go. Let's bet.
I mean, you talked yesterday
World Cup soccer
all right, you're
games.
In.
You talked yesterday about potentially doing 1,000, so you're almost there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. 1,000 on one bet is it's too potentially
catastrophic.
It's kind
of like on one bet, though, because you have them
all
kind of
tied
together.
I've got a lot of eggs.
Basically,
in
one
the same
big
basket.
Bet.
Yeah.
Cakes, can you name one player outside of Ronaldo in any of these games?
Let's see. Suarez, I can name him from Uruguay. Let's see. Who are some of the other teams?
You name
one Spanish player.
From Spain?
Yeah, your favorite can't-lose team.
No. How can I name one of those players?
Diaz.
Yeah. Give me another team. Another
Portugal.
Well, I mean, outside of Ronaldo. Yeah. No, I mean.
And then Brazil. Anybody on Brazil?
I mean,
is that your Neymar
I know
place?
Neymar. Yeah. I know Paulinho, because I picked him in the World Cup pool. He's going to get me zero assists and zero goals.
There, must I remind people, there was a website called Always Bet Against Cakes that was on fire.
It was, but I don't believe there are any World Cup picks on that. World Cup's a different animal.
Well, I'm rooting for you. I hope you win.
I hope I win, too.
I hope you win, and I don't know.
It's just know if you're going to follow Cakes' lead today in our player World Cup pool, where you get a point for a goal or assist.
Yeah.
Cakes has 0 points.
Zero. And I have five players.
Yeah, I don't even know how it's possible.
Well, here's how it's possible. With my second round pick, I passed on Ronaldo and picked some German donk. Because I thought Germany's
Why'd you
gonna,
pass on Ronaldo?
Because I thought Germany's going to advance to the final and Portugal would not. I didn't take into account that
you might have
even
three
though,
goals in every game.
That Ronaldo could score 10 goals in the span while he's still playing.
Right.
It didn't even cross my mind.
Did someone jump on Ronaldo immediately?
Yeah, I think Awad did after I passed on him.
Yeah.
Because I'm stupid when it comes to soccer and various assorted other things.
Drabby, I was a little bit salty. I thought that Poland would beat Senegal yesterday. I would go 4-0 in the first round. So, yeah, so I have I'm 3-1 in the first round because I had Poland.
I think you're still in first place. It was a mild upset.
Poland
was some big silly team.
I just thought they were going to win.
All right, so everybody has a sweat today. We can all follow Cakes' bets. And if you're not that great and you're driving around, you can't remember everything. Cakes, will you just tweet out what you got?
Yes, I can tweet out the action.
I just sent Cakes his ticket.
Yeah.
Very
so,
good.
So he can tweet it out.
You could tweet a picture of it.
Nice.
Or you just say, hey, this is what I got, if you want to follow along.
I will tweet it out.
Portugal's pretty explosive, right? I mean, they've got some. So I think I might play over 1.5 goals for Portugal today in the first
Who
game.
Do they have? Again, I can't keep track
Portugal's
of all these
Morocco.
Opponents. Morocco.
That's your opening game today.
You like that bet? Just for them to
I
score
don't get
two?
Size for that game at all.
Why?
Because everyone's slobbering Ronaldo right now, and that's just super dangerous because they have duds all the time. They're not that great.
Really?
Can you get
say what? He's at a World Cup show.
Can you get a number on Ronaldo goals? Can you bet on individual players?
Sure you can somewhere.
Probably. Look for props right now.
Sure you can somewhere.
Dive in, baby.
I just like playing the team. Like playing the team.
Now you're really drilling down if you're trying to just nail who's scoring.
That's true.
Yeah.
That just seems insane.
But because they played their first game, there was 3-3, correct?
Yes.
They seem like they're pretty explosive. I mean, obviously they got Ronaldo, but their defense, there's probably not that great either. So it could be a high-scoring game.
He's trying to talk himself into it.
Yeah, he's trying to rationalize that.
He gets sized for run lines and all that. He likes that.
I mean, I just think Portugal can score two today.
Yeah, they probably can.
I'm kind of vibing that one.
Why don't you just pick them to win?
I could do that too. They're -145.
Yeah,
they're going to beat Morocco.
Parlay the win with the over. Do
Are
that.
All the games during the week on FS1?
No. Some games were on Fox yesterday.
Some are. Because I'm just, if I am
in
home.
Fact, the Senegal game, the Poland-Senegal game was on Fox yesterday.
I'm not running into the games. Like, if I have the TV on, I'm just not running into the games.
The early games, the really early games are on FS1. And then once they get to the afternoon, I think
they go on
Fox.
By the way,
and then the weekend, I think
I know
this
shocks nobody. Senegal, lightning fast.
Oh.
Those dudes are so fast.
Yeah, they were.
Again, not surprising news.
They're all like
to
wide
anybody.
Receivers.
Yeah.
Good athletes.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Might have a sleeper on my hands of Senegal in the World Cup pool.
Bickle, I'm surprised you're not trying to get in on some of this action.
I'm not following it closely enough.
You think
Plus
I am?
I've been down that
Neither
road.
Am
you
I.
Think I am?
No, you guys are more degenerate than I am.
Well, that's true.
That is true.
Yeah. I really like to only bet if I feel like I got a sure thing. Like Tiger shooting over par around right. when everyone else is shooting 80 in the first round of a major. Like that is the biggest winner.
Yeah,
ever.
You want to pick your spots.
I'd pick my spots.
All right. Yeah. Maybe later in the
tournament. I've already actually just casually watching this World Cup stuff, the results, seen too many little upsets. I'm staying away from that crap.
Mm.
But I think
somebody tweeted me yesterday that the Bovada odds on Reardon being named the head coach of the Capitals are like, is it 2-15? Does that make sense? 15-2. Am I getting it?
No, it would probably be two to 15.
15 yeah. to two.
Yeah, two to 15.
15 to two would be a long
basically
shot.
You'd pay 7.5 to one.
Just sprint up to the window
for
and,
every
$15
you
win two.
You win two.
So why wouldn't you drain your account and bet on Reardon being named the head coach?
Because if he
Kicks
does it,
the itch.
The fix, I'm telling you, the fix is in. He's going to be named the head coach.
I think we all think that.
He's the in-house guy. Of course he's going to be the guy.
I think he's going to get the gig. But what if something broke down in negotiations? You're going to be better. You put $5,000 on
it. I'd be salty at that point.
Something to win.
But I would feel like I got my money in good.
Do you think they'll pay Reardon or Brown what the offer was to Barry?
No way. He's cheap. They're going to get him for cheap.
Yeah, I don't know what.
So less than $1 million?
No.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I think
about.
He's going to come in around.
Barry was getting like
1.8.
Yeah, so he'll get like
1.5.
Okay.
So 1.5, 1.6.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Around what that offer, what the final number was.
Yeah, probably, because that's way undervalued still.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, Reardon doesn't deserve much more than that. I mean, he's never coached before.
They'll get him on like a 3-year deal close to $6 million,
okay.
If I had to guess.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Something like that.
Around what Barry would have made.
Something in that neighborhood.
I guess Barry would have made if he would have stayed.
If he would have stayed, yeah. That's what I was getting at.
I thought you meant like the $4 or $5 million he won.
Oh, no. I knew that one.
They're not getting anywhere near that.
Big show today.
Hold on real quick. Just wanted to mention that Valdez and I placed a couple wagers yesterday on Bryce.
Okay.
All right. So we've got Bryce batting. He's got under 333 for the series against the Orioles, and I've got over.
Right.
What's he, 1-for-4?
1-for-4. So, you know, I'm not that far off. And we also have the home run bet. Now, he had a double yesterday. He hit 2 weak fly balls to left. He hit a double, and then he hit a line drive right to the first baseman, right?
Yeah, well, that was a ground ball.
Ground ball. So we got 2 more games to go there.
He's so
But
frustrated.
I was encouraged by the double.
You were?
Yeah. Hit the ball pretty hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said that Brian Kenny and those guys were analyzing him on MLB Network?
Yeah, we can get into that at some point during the show.
Yeah, they're
talked about it for about a half hour.
I mean, it's a big issue. It's actually becoming the big monkey in
but
the room.
But see, Brian Kenny and that whole crew on MLB, I don't know if they call it MLB.
MLB
Tonight,
Now.
Now, they get into like the geeky stats.
Right. They drill down hard.
Like, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, all of the metrics they were getting into.
Greenberg's got an article in the Post where he's talking about, you know, the balls hitting play and you know, swing speed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that dude, man.
I'll have to see. See how that bet pans out.
But
they
dropped Trey Turner in the lineup yesterday, and he went 4-for-4.
Yeah.
They moved Soto up to 2. Soto batted 2, and Turner batted
Soto's
5 or 6.
Soto's just the truth. He's just a pure hitter. Pure as they get.
Shocker the Orioles couldn't hold a 5-1 lead.
Let the Nats storm back. Let the Nats, silent bats, storm back.
Biggest lock in the world, just taking the Nats in each of these games.
Coming up on the show today, Holden Kushner will join us at 8:20 to talk some baseball. Mike Rizzo at 9 a.m. Of course, he'll talk Nats baseball as we talk to him every single week. Raja Bell at 9:20 to talk some NBA draft. And we have some prizes to give away on a game show Wednesday brought to you by MGM National Harbor. We'll do World Cup trivia in the 9 o'clock hours. Lots to get to here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't forget, you can join the Junks and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party. It's Saturday, July 14th at Whitlow's on Wilson, starting at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. Get all of your details at thefandc.com/summer. It's the second year at Whitlow's on Wilson. We're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Hopefully it's great weather. It's always a great time at the summer dress party, and it's less than a month away.
Did you see that Proposition 77 passed last night?
It did? I did not
in
see
DC.
That. In D.C.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
Which
are
I'm telling
just
you,
salty?
I don't know. It infuriates. No, people are like all happy. You know, like the PC crowd. You know, people are going to get higher wages. There wasn't a problem.
They have no
people
idea.
People were doing fine. Now we're going to have $15 Miller Lights and $25 hamburgers.
Oh, Danny Ruey is salty dogs.
It's so hard to keep a restaurant afloat.
I saw on the news, they did a story on the news.
It's going to be that much harder.
On every restaurant, on the doors and windows, they're saying vote no to 77.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it passed.
Wow.
It passed.
I'll be honest. I know it affects a lot of people because a lot of people listen to this show either work or live in D.C.
Yeah.
Doesn't really affect me that much. Because
no, you're right.
I don't come down to D.C. to dine that often.
It infuriates me. The theory of it.
Really?
It just
doesn't infuriate me one bit.
Because there was nothing wrong.
Surprised that it passed.
There wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
There wasn't an issue. So waiters go from, you know, a tip-based system where they're making whatever it was, $3.50 an hour, whatever, plus tips.
Yeah.
You know, work at a nice place, you could make some decent money. To now being paid $12 an hour plus tips, which is just a huge burden on the owner and management.
So it starts at 12, and then it could eventually get
up to 15 by 2020, I think. Mm. You know, so I mean, if you don't think this is going to affect the prices of your food, and I maintain the quality of your service, because if the tip go down, I'm telling you, if tips go down, you're not going to get the same service.
Yeah,
I can promise you, being a former waiter,
you almost have to, when you sit down to eat. And your server comes over. Hey, I'm Mike. I'm going to be your server. You almost have to say, Mike, I was against 77, and I'm going to tip you.
Right.
You almost have
just
to tell
them. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. Just so you know, your service is going to be.
Don't be a slacker. Don't slack. I mean, give me good service,
and I'm still
going to
tip you.
Yeah.
Right. It's just it infuriates me because there wasn't a problem.
It doesn't seem like it. No.
Yeah. Now they've created a problem.
Wow.
Well, I have a problem, and it's the fact that I have a crick in my neck.
Me too.
From the second that I woke up this morning, and
I noticed it when you looked at me.
It's not something that I usually have.
You're doing this.
I basically can't rotate my neck.
Yeah.
And it's bothering me. It's definitely tilting me to the point where I had to get aspirin from Drab T-shirt during the break, and hopefully that
calms it
lessens
down.
The pain a
well,
little bit.
Well, you should get Valdez and his magic fingers to work his magic.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that silly.
I thought
I'm not that silly. Cakes is the silly one.
Cakes is the one.
Yeah, who performs.
Look, these are the magic fingers right here. Right.
He has to give himself a self-massage.
These Vienna sausages do the magic work.
I go to physical therapy twice a week for my shoulder. And a lot of my shoulder issue is coming from my neck. That's what my therapist, her name is Nikki Faramasca. She's awesome. She gives me massage every single time I go there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it starts in the neck. Mm-hmm. I mean, she gets in there and she just digs.
You won't text her
so good.
Tell her to swing by and hook up my neck.
She probably
as
would.
As a favor.
But, I mean, I get two massages a week.
Right.
And it's the best hour of my week.
And you feel silly when you walk out of there, right?
You feel so good.
Let me ask the squeaker question. Is it covered by insurance?
Let's just say yes.
Ooh, okay. That's very good.
Let's just say yes. It's covered by
that's a good thing.
Over Virginia Therapy and Fitness.
Okay.
But
I see how it's covered.
I know how the neck pain affects your day.
Oh, yeah, it affects you.
I'm just telling you, a good massage will hook you.
You're probably right.
I've had a recurring thing in there in my neck for months now. And I got them working on it a little bit over at my spot, Sport and Spine. Mm-hmm. But I just don't have the energy to go over there all the time.
Mm.
To keep getting it worked on.
sounds like Hooked Cross and Hooked Shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great insurance company to have.
Yes, it certainly is.
Hmm.
It's a good thing.
So we were talking about Barry Trotz last segment, and what are the odds that Todd Reardon becomes head coach?
2-15.
All right. Basically,
I mean,
it's a lock.
It's a mortal lock. Bet your mortgage on it.
So, and I think we did talk about the fact that Barry Trotz flew to Newark.
Yeah.
I guess that was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But he also,
why? What is the thinking there? The
meeting with the Islanders because they have an opening.
Right.
But he also flew to Seattle.
Now, some people posit that he flew to Seattle because he spends some of his summers in British Columbia.
That
and
may
maybe
be true.
That's just a stopping point, and you go from Seattle to
what
British
would
Columbia.
Be the alternate theory?
I don't know.
Well,
the alternate
Seattle
theory is that Seattle's an expansion team coming in 2 years, and that he could be the first head coach, or
which would be perfect because
have
he
a managerial
chill.
Role there.
Chill for a year.
Russian Machine Never Breaks reporting that Seattle is still in the paperwork phase of getting a franchise, but. You know, it's likely that they'll get a franchise in 2 years, 2020. And maybe Barry will be the first coach.
Does that make any sense? Would there be a hockey fan base in that area?
I mean, look at the support for Seattle and for the Seahawks and the Sounders.
They're dying for a hockey team, though.
Yeah, of course.
I think they would support it.
There's no professional hockey team
up there. I mean, what's the average attendance for a Sounders game? in the MLS? It's probably over 40,000.
Over 40, yeah. They pack that with 68,000 sometimes.
So they're just crazy sports.
Yeah, they're starved for it.
All right.
So I think it would be a smash, especially in that area, that region of the country.
Was he the first head coach of the Predators when he was hired?
Yes.
Yeah, so he took over.
So he's been down that road before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might be a great fit for him.
Could be.
Plus, you'd be able to live in Seattle instead of on the East Coast. I don't know if he's like a New York type of guy.
Yeah.
Closer to his summer base, I guess.
It might be the perfect option. You've already won a cup. You're going to do the expansion bit. You get like a year. I mean, you're going to work.
Right.
But it's not the same. Right? You get a year
off. You
don't
just jump in with the Islanders the next season.
Right, right. Into the expectations be a little lower. Although with what the Golden Knights did, that's now going to falsely raise expectations. But that might be attractive to you as a future head coach because, hey, we're not going to necessarily have to suffer for 6 years now, the way they've set the rules up. So
correct.
That makes a lot of sense. So that would be, when you say 2 years, that means next season, no team, but the year after that, field a team.
Correct.
That makes a lot of sense.
So 19-20, that season, there's going to be an NHL team in Seattle.
Well, maybe
because next year will be 2018-2019.
Yep.
19-20.
Then you'll have.
Maybe it's 2021.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'd have to
look at that. Drab could look. He probably follows it closer than I do.
He didn't follow anything.
More importantly.
Are they talking about
it's 2021, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I need to know what the name of that team is going to be. I need that. That's the thing I need to know. When are we going to know that, Drab? You know all things Seattle, Pacific
yes.
Northwest.
They want, a lot of people are saying it's going to be the Seattle Kraken.
Kraken?
Yes.
What is Kraken?
A Kraken is a big, giant, mythological monster that lives in the ocean.
Right.
Oh, okay.
How do you spell Kraken?
K-R-A-K-E-N.
Ugh.
you're not behind that.
It's the Golden Knights.
Wow, that's awesome. That's an awesome name.
You love it?
The Kraken.
What is wrong with that? It's either that or
mythological
or Sasquatch. Which do you hate worse, Seattle Sasquatch or Seattle Kraken?
Ugh, I don't know. Whatever.
What about the Emeralds?
Emeralds. I think the leader is the Seattle Totems, though.
Totems.
Yeah.
So
former pro hockey team there. By the way, Seattle, you're Joan on. They have a Stanley Cup. The Seattle Metropolitans were one of the first Stanley Cup winners.
Yeah, look at Drab T-shirt with the NHL history nugget.
Good
it
for them.
What about the Sea Lions?
Seattle Sea Lions.
What's a totem?
You know, like a totem, like a totem pole.
Totem pole. Yeah.
Native American culture.
So you're going to name a team after a totem pole?
Well, I think it's that they're honoring the Native American heritage of Washington State.
The Seattle Totems.
I just don't think it sounds
the worst ever. I would take Kraken over Totem.
What about Renegades?
Don't like it. Too generic.
Okay.
Personally. keep giving me potential names.
Well,
Steelhead was one of them.
Is that a fish?
Fish.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Evergreens.
No. Hate it.
Rainiers?
Don't like it. It's the name of a mountain, correct?
Mount Rainier, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Sea Lions, you'd already shot that one there.
Firebirds. Are they going to name the Wiz like the Sea Lions or something like that?
Firebirds isn't terrible, but they've already got a bird for the NFL team, so I'm going to say no.
What about Storm, since it rains a lot?
I don't hate the Seattle Storm.
That's the WNBA.
That's the WNBA, yeah.
All right, already taken.
Kraken's
next.
The way to go.
I think Kraken is probably the best, but I don't like that it's a mythological thing.
Give Kraken to the WNBA team and then just take Storm.
Right.
I like Sea Lions, but the logo would probably be poo. Of the sea lion head.
You really like Sea Lions?
I think it flows. But I don't know. Who cares? It's Seattle. We're never going to root for that.
The first I'd ever heard of it yesterday that Seattle's going to have a team.
They're probably going to go to the Western Conference Finals their first
probably,
year.
Probably right. Hoist the cup.
Right.
Hopefully the Caps beat them again.
Yeah.
Another cup.
First I heard of it. Well, anyway, that was what I was upset about was the Proposition 77 when I saw that yesterday. I just shook my head, and I was this close to start tweeting about it. And then I was like, no, that's just going to start like political nonsense.
Yeah, you don't want to go down that
wormhole.
Delete,
delete, delete, delete, delete. Not going to do that. But I'll talk about it here. It's just
so you were going to send out a
tweet. I was
going
to tweet about it like, this is LOL.
So you had it written out.
I was starting to write it out, and then I was like, nah, this is just going to invite trolls. And I just deleted.
How often do you eat in D.C.? A couple times a month, maybe?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know. I mean, I live like 2 miles from the
border
of it. Actually, not that often. Usually, I'll go into Bethesda.
Oh, yeah.
But so it's not that it's going to directly affect me. It just, in theory, it irritates the hell out of me. You know, they created a problem where there was none.
Well, blame all the voters.
Voters are just stupid.
I know. I don't get it.
It's been proven time and time again.
I would have voted against it.
Yeah. But, oh, well. That's what it is.
By the way, Cakes, one other hockey note. Been a lot of hockey talk today. But remember we talked about Erik Karlsson and Mike Hoffman.
Yes.
At Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Hoffman's psycho fiance was cyberbullying Erik Karlsson's wife because she was saying that because she lost the baby because of the pain med she was taking, right?
Why? It's just so bizarre that another wife would troll another wife.
It's his fiance. I know. Well, they don't
publicly.
And then Mike Hoffman came out and said a million times it's not true. It's a fake account.
Well,
obviously the team didn't believe that. The team believed that it was true because they traded him yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and in fact, he was traded twice yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
He went to San Jose. San Jose, like, we don't want him.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Florida.
Go to Florida.
Take a cross-country flight.
And
go back to Florida.
I think he's a pretty good player. I mean, I looked at his stats. He's about a 30-goal scorer each year for the last 3 or 4 years.
But well, I mean, that'll get you paid.
They
the
didn't
NHL.
Even get players for it. They got draft picks. I think they got draft picks.
Right.
So they shipped him off real quick. See ya.
By the way, speaking of draft picks, the NBA draft is tomorrow night, right? And it's like way under the radar. The drafts aren't what they used to be. The lottery isn't what it used to be. It used to be like the sort of off-season thing to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Drabby still does, and a couple other millennials, but that's about it. Did I read that the Wizards are talking about trading down or trading out of their pick again?
Yes, they want somebody to take an expiring contract a la Gortat or Markeith to move down and get a lower pick. Take some of the trash and we'll take a lower pick in exchange for a bad deal that's about to expire.
We just have no regard for our draft picks.
Very
little. We constantly want to trade down, sell our second round pick.
It's usually the move.
Yeah.
God.
Ted's a businessman.
It's just the worst. It's so frustrating.
He wants to use some of that money to pay Karlsson.
What are they generally saying? I know we're going to have Rajah Bell, right? He's going to talk about the draft, hopefully, later in the show. What are they generally saying about this draft? Is it pretty deep? I feel like it's pretty deep.
Well, there's some big names and some really good players up top, but I think it thins out pretty quickly.
It's just
probably
like it
around the
year.
Wizards pick.
The Wizards could get a nice player at 15.
I think those still be good players.
I would look at Dante DiVincenzo at 15
right.
myself. I mean, Zaire Smith is an athletic freak, but, you know, he's not a great shooter. You know, you could go Miles Bridges. You could go the big kid from A&M, 6'9 kid Williams. Mm-hmm. But Dante DiVincenzo, well-coached, can shoot it. He's athletic.
I just like the energy and excitement he brings to a game.
I would look at him. Maybe that's a little high, but I don't know. He's projected somewhere in that 15 to 20 range.
I don't know how he fits, but.
One of the weird things about the draft is that a bunch of prospects now are refusing to work out or send their medical records to Memphis.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Nobody.
They just don't want
to
be there.
Nobody wants to go to Memphis.
Is that because of the kid that got tased?
Didn't that happen in Milwaukee?
Oh, was that Milwaukee?
That was Milwaukee, not Memphis.
Okay, that went Memphis. All right.
I don't know why Memphis is worse than Atlanta or Orlando or any of those teams.
Where's Memphis picking? Are they four?
Four.
Everyone's skeeving Memphis.
Bamba and I think Jaren Jackson both said no.
Right.
I'm not going to meet with them.
Right. Well, I just remember how big draft night used to be. It's like no one's talking about it. My world. No one's talking about the draft.
The buzz low on the NBA draft.
It's going to be the lowest buzz ever.
It used to almost be borderline national holiday.
Yeah. It would consume us.
I wouldn't miss a second of it.
You wouldn't miss a pick. And now it's just.
Well, that's because you just don't have any interest.
I'll turn it on.
There's too many guys to keep track of.
I want to see what the Wiz do.
All the Europeans and international players that we don't know.
Yeah. Well, there won't be that many international players taken in the first round this year, I don't think.
That's what Dravy said.
Yeah, it'll be mostly freshmen.
All right, when we come back, we're going to pivot a bit. We're going to talk about why people find sex almost as disgusting as infectious wounds. We'll talk about that next here on The Fan. Relax responsibly. Get all of your details online now at thefandc.com/summer. I gave you the headline before the break. People find sex almost as disgusting as infectious wounds.
What?
A new study found. Now, let me just say, the study comes
from?
It's from researchers at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
That's
the worst. Where does Drabby find this?
I don't know. This one was on Esquire.com. A new study found there are six common categories that cause humans great disgust. Atypical appearance.
All right, so AWOD. So you look like Adam, right.
Low-hanging fruit. Sorry, AWOD. It's just a joke. Yeah. Just relax.
No, it's not a joke. It's true. Go ahead.
Lesions.
Oh.
Sex.
What?
Hygiene. Food. And animals. For example, people are generally revolted by body odor, expired food, and most of all, according to the study, this is just gross, pus-filled wounds.
All right. I can get all that. What now, about sex?
As for the sexual disgust that's triggered by situations of risky sex, like bad genital hygiene and having sex with somebody shortly after meeting them. Apparently, the disgust developed as a means to keep us safe from diseases like syphilis from unsafe sex or cholera from drinking contaminated water.
You're saying this is just some sort of innate thing that we have? Is that what you're saying?
Here's the quote. Disgust is a system in the brain that causes us to reject and avoid the things that would have made our ancestors sick. So we tend to avoid things like spoiled food, skin lesions, sex with promiscuous people, people with odd appearances, or poor hygiene.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a huge Reggie, you're out. You're disgusted.
Well, that was, weren't big Reggies hot back in the day?
Yeah, I think they were all the, I thought they were coming back.
Now, women alone were
whatever happened to them, by the way? Are Reggies still back?
I don't know.
It's a great question.
I'm not
sure. I feel
sure.
Like 2 years ago, Reggies were back.
I think it might have been short-lived.
Look at me.
I'm telling
you. Look at
me, Reggie. I feel like armpit hair and Reggies.
Not for guys.
Not for guys. For guys, it's disgusting. But I'm saying for guys, it's probably pretty standard.
I think for girls, it's disgusting. Myself.
Now, women alone are more disgusted by sex than men. Women rated risky sex and animals carrying diseases as the most disgusting scenarios. Where men take more risks, women act protectively to safeguard their children and their reproductive health. Meanwhile, guys don't care.
Hold on. Read the first part again about women. The first part of that sentence.
Women alone were more disgusted by sex and
in
all the
general,
other
or all, just
and
by
all the other categories than men.
Right. So women are more disgusted by pretty much everything.
Yes.
Maybe I'd buy
it. It takes a lot to disgust a man.
But what you're saying is not that much of a stretch. So if you have terrible hygiene, so if you have like warts on your dong, of course that's disgusting.
Right.
All right. I mean,
that triggers your flight.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. I mean, it is kind of gross when you think about two, it could be kind of hot, but if you think about two, like you don't even know a person and you're going to be exchanging bodily fluids.
Right. It's risky. It's like, a risky behavior.
First time encounters.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of gross. Kind of hot. Kind of gross. It's a fine line there.
But again, here's where I take a step back. The study was conducted by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. I mean, has anybody ever heard of that school?
No one's going to argue that, like, lesions or poor hygiene is disgusting. So, I mean.
Yeah, but there's nothing.
They're not saying that regular sex is disgusting.
I don't think anybody in this room is such a turn-on for women that we're so clean and proper. All we do is fart and grunt and make.
Humans?
Yeah, just or guys in general. I'm talking about the women finding sex with men absolutely disgusting. There's nothing silly.
No, that's not what they're saying. They're not saying sex in general is disgusting. They're saying if you have terrible hygiene or you like the thought of banging a stranger, but they don't know your hygiene, that's disgusting. That makes sense to me. They're not saying in general sex is disgusting. That's not what I'm getting from that.
Here's the line. As for the sexual disgust, it's triggered by situations of risky sex, like bad genital hygiene.
Right. Yeah,
or having sex with somebody after just meeting them at Don Tito.
Right. Yeah, but you get sized to have sex when Dina's all sweaty and gross and everything? Like she's doing yard work or something
maybe,
when she comes inside?
Maybe not necessarily, but I'm generally down.
You're down.
I'm generally down.
You've told me some stories. I know your hygiene isn't that silly. I know you brag about how stinky you are sometimes.
When I come into work.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would guess he probably freshens up before an intimate encounter.
Yeah, generally speaking.
I would guess.
I'd be rejected.
I mean, what is he? Is he a caveman?
I'd be Matumbo'd.
Well, that's exactly what the study is saying.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with that. But Drabby's trying to make it more pervasive, that it's more in general.
That women are just disgusted by men.
They're disgusted by sex. They're not. They're disgusted by the potential of having sex with a stranger, not knowing what's going on in their history. That makes sense. And if you have, like, lesions on your dong.
Newsflash, I am special, and I will never be one of you.
So, well,
of course that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's an obvious.
Yeah.
Result of the study. Yeah. I don't get
why
it.
Why are you trying to make something out of nothing?
You're poking holes into the London study here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because I don't think you're trying to make something out of that's not there.
I'm not an editor for Esquire.
You're trying to say just because guys fart and stuff that girls are not into sex.
No, they said bad genital hygiene is a turnoff. AWOD has bad genital hygiene 100% of the time.
That's why
he's in here ripping farts all the time.
That's not genital hygiene.
That's why he never hits the skins.
No, he doesn't hit the skins because bad personality, he's a liar, he's ugly, accomplishments.
All of it, it's all combined, yeah.
Makes no money.
They don't have all that listed here in the study. That's not in the paper that I have.
Gross, ugly, no terrible job, terrible life.
Like soccer way too much.
Yeah. You got a wizard's wallet.
Valdez and AWOD are also fighting right now.
What are they beefing about in there?
AWOD got $250 for filming something, and he's blown 50 of it on this bet this morning so he can get in with the junkies and get some airtime about making a bet. And Valdez is upset about it.
Why? Because he doesn't want him...
Well, he's like trying to be his mentor.
Are you trying to be his coach, his life coach?
No, I'm not trying to be his life
or
coach.
Are you jealous that he wants attention dollars?
No, I'm not jealous he wants attention dollars. I was genuinely trying to look out for him because if he's going out every weekend and everything, 50 bucks is a lot of money. 50 bucks can buy him groceries for a week.
Right. He doesn't have any regard. He doesn't understand money. He's like
he didn't even have to put $50 on it. He could have put $25 on
it.
What's the difference?
He has the brain capacity of like a 13-year-old.
First of all, the bet's not going to lose, so it's going to be extra money in his pocket to go out anyway. What's 50 pay you?
71.
Yeah, I mean.
What's the bet?
Is that the same bet that we're doing?
Oh, he did the $50 on the parlay.
He's doing a spinoff bet at all teams, all the favorites win today.
Oh, wow. I thought you were doing our bet. Okay.
Yeah, but you don't have any regard for money, right? You acknowledge that.
I mean, yes, but. I'm trying to build my career, so money doesn't mean much to me right now.
It never meant much to you.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, he never makes sense.
What do you mean? I'm trying to build myself at this radio station to be taken seriously as a broadcaster.
I understand, so you do take a job where they don't pay you that much because you're trying to work your way up.
Right.
But the little money you do have, you want to try to hold on to it. That's what I'm saying.
This is the lock of a century. The big favorites in the second group stage game always come to play because they need to put their team in the knockout round.
I hope you didn't just kiss a death to our bets.
Ronaldo, Suarez, Isco, all going to score a goal today.
So you've got Portugal, you've got Uruguay, and you've got Spain today.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically spent $50 so you could talk for a minute.
Well,
he spent $50 to get attention dollars.
Right. You turned the mic on.
I'll give EB $20 right now to retweet my soccer podcast.
I'm not going to take your money. I feel so bad. You're just so busto. I would feel horrible doing it.
I'm psyched for you to hit that retweet button.
I wouldn't even have seen it. Where is it?
Brendan Dard's been tweeting it out every day. It's on the station website. 2018 Cup Roundup on iTunes.
You understand how Twitter works? 97 billion people tweet. I see everyone's tweets.
Yeah, I know.
You look at it for a second and you missed it.
You've got like as many followers as Shakira. You're super popular on Twitter.
You shut up. Most of my followers are bots. It's all fake, and it's impossible to keep track of. Twitter. In a lot of ways, it's outlived its usefulness because so many people tweet so much of their hot takes now. You can't even see anything. It happens too fast. I don't know.
Yeah, but you still pay attention to it.
I like it for the news. I like it for the news. I hate it for everyone's hot takes, you know, especially all the political stuff. I just block. But I'm sorry.
Adam, I hope you win that bet.
I hope you win the bet, too. I don't want you to be bust, though.
So you have more money to spend at the bars this weekend.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why Valdez doesn't want me to just be the czar of World Cup soccer.
I see what you did there, czar. It's being held in Russia.
He doesn't.
You think he knows that?
Yeah.
No. I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure it was unintentional.
You think that was intentional?
No, come on. No.
He stumbled into something.
Like spells are. It's definitely C-Z-A-R.
Wow. That's a huge upset. Oh. That's like Saudi Arabia upsetting like Uruguay today. Oh, let's hope that doesn't happen.
All right. No chance.
I hope you win too, stupid. I really do. Was it worth? Are you glad you're in?
Yeah.
How bitter are you going to be if you lose?
Not that bitter.
Right. It's because you have no regard for money.
I'll be bitter if it loses.
Right.
I know that. You know, and I know Cakes will.
Oh, I'll definitely be salty. I'll be begging for another appearance.
Some guy texted in on the zip line. He said, I might actually bet on Saudi Arabia and Iran today.
Oh, really? Just because Cakes?
I said, don't do it because it's going to lose. He goes, I know, but it's Cakes.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I said, that's a good point.
If you can fade me and make a lot of money, more power to you.
But you don't lose every bet. I think you're going to win.
Yeah, I don't lose every bet. I lose a lot of them. But I don't lose everyone. Hopefully today we buck that trend and have some World Cup winners. When we come back, we'll get into the Junkie Sports page. We'll talk some World Cup. We'll talk some Nats and more next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.